In this 27th Choose This Day Bible Study Series presentation, it's called Everlasting Destruction. We're going to be talking about the apportioned punishment that is reviewed during the 1,000 years, what is called the millennium, in heaven. While the dead are on the earth, they're waiting for them to live again another time. That's what the Bible describes in Revelation chapter 20. What will be the next event after that 1,000 years? Well, the Bible gives us a clear accounting. Is it the punishment of everlasting hellfire that burns eternally? Let's find out what the Bible says. And remember, the link for the notes is in the video description below. So now Revelation chapter 21 describes after the 1,000 years, verses 1 and 2, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So this holy city is coming down from God out of heaven. It's the New Jerusalem, and it's like it's dressed as a bride. So it's beautiful in all its adornment. It's coming down. And what happens in verses 7 and 9 in Revelation 20? When the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. He's not destroyed yet. He's simply loosed. And shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about the beloved city. And the fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. So you can see that the devil, or the enemy, he had been there waiting because he hadn't been destroyed yet. Remember, though, those that have been unfaithful to God, they were destroyed by the brightness of Christ's coming. And as a result of being destroyed, they were dead for the 1,000 years. They were not going to live again, the Bible says in Revelation 20, until the 1,000 years had been expired or fulfilled. So the enemy has gathered all those together that have been previously dead. He didn't have the ability to resurrect. God is the one that gives life. But what happens is that the enemy is able to gather together those that God has brought back to life so that they could be able to experience their final punishment, which will be the end of sin and the destruction of it forever. Notice, as it says again in Malachi chapter 4, verse 1, behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave neither root nor branch. Now, we had talked about before how the root represents the devil and the branch represents those that follow him. Just like Christ represents the root or the vine in John 15. And we are his branches, those that want to follow him. Now, Obadiah chapter 1, verses 15 through 16 says, for the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thine own head. For as ye have drunk upon my holy mountain, so shall all the heathen drink continually. Yea, they shall drink, and they shall swallow down, and they shall be as though they had not been. So those are the heathen, and their reward will be as though they had not been. So this is what's happening in the book of Revelation chapter 20. It's describing a time where God comes down with the holy city, and the enemy, along with all those that have been resurrected that have not chosen to follow God, they compass the saints, the camp, the beloved city. And it's at that point that fire comes down from God out of heaven and devours them all. Let's notice as we read here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 7 through 10. To you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. So really, the vengeance will come on those that know not God. Because doesn't the Bible say that this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent? But here, there will be flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wait a minute. We're supposed to obey the gospel? I thought we were just supposed to believe the gospel. Well, in reality, believing the gospel is obeying the gospel. So those that do not follow God, shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power, when He shall come to be glorified in His saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. So Christ is coming to destroy all those with the brightness of His coming. But there will, according to Revelation 20, be a time where they are resurrected again to again be destroyed by the brightness of His coming. And why? Because they will be able to see the just recompense of their reward. They will be able to know that for 1,000 years in heaven, those that have believed and have been accepting of God's grace were taken to heaven to go over all the records of why those that have chosen not to be in heaven are not in heaven. And we'll be able to say, according to Revelation chapter 15, that God is just, for all the judgments had been made manifest. And so the reason why there is this judgment and this display of all that God has chosen for His people to either be saved or not to be saved is so that God will be just, and He will be the one that is not condemned as Satan had condemned Him, but rather justified in the eyes of all His creation, all the angels, all the worlds, all the seraphim and cherubim, all the living creatures, all of the humans. Everybody will be able to say, yes, Lord, You are correct. Everything You've done is true. And so those at the end of the 1,000 years, they will be resurrected again to be able to see that they have been judged. The choices that they made is where it had led them. So they are there because they had decided to be there. And they will be able to receive the just punishment that is given them as a result of their own choices. Notice what it says in Matthew 25, verse 46. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Now, I want you to notice something there in that verse. It does not say they shall go away into everlasting punishing. That would be a continuing act. But they have gone away into everlasting punishment, an act that was a punishment that ended. So the reality is, hell is not a place where there is going to be continual, everlasting, eternal punishment burning in the flames of torture. That is not what the Bible describes. Not even a little bit. In fact, what we see is that the wages of sin is death, according to Romans 6:23. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Notice it doesn't say, for the wages of sin is eternal torment in the fires of hell. What it does say is the wages of sin is death. And then in contrast to that, we have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I want to be part of that eternal life, and I believe you would too. And so let's commit ourselves to understand more about what the Bible does say in regard to truth, so we can surrender our lives to the truth giver. Revelation 20, verses 14 through 15, it says, death, the wages of sin is death, remember? Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. We must be part of that book of life. We've got to understand what it means to be part of that book of life. That's why this series is not a complete series. This is just a taste of what the Bible teaches. These are some general principles called the fundamental principles of faith. We can put these things into the Scripture. We can understand that's what the Scripture is teaching, and it can help us form our religious faith. But we must understand that we must study every day. The more that we study, the better it will be for our faith. And we'll be able to understand a little bit more about that book of life that we must enter into individually. You can't get into there because your family or your friends are in there. You must choose and know about it yourself. So study to show yourself approved. Notice the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 7 through 13, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, which is God's word, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men and angels. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Now, a thief in the night many times will be quiet. In fact, just the other day, right in my house, I had my phone on, ready to sleep. I was reading a few things. And as I was ready to turn off my phone, I heard footsteps right outside my window. And I thought, man, that's a big animal. But then I realized those are not animal footsteps. That is a human right outside of my window. And so I hollered out, "Who is that outside my window?" And of course, I heard the footsteps start moving. And I got outside real quick, and I was pretty forceful. So let me just let you know that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, as quiet as can be, right? Well, notice what the Bible says. In the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. So I want you to understand, when this person was outside my window the other night, and I live outside the city, I live 45 minutes outside of a city. And so it's not as though I'm in the city and this kind of thing happens all the time. It was a little awkward and I took it very seriously. But this person outside my window was not trying to be as loud as possible with a great noise and fire and all these things, shouting and hollering with a great trumpet. No, what he did is he was trying to be as quiet as possible. And so the thief coming in the night is going to be not quiet according to the Bible, but in the which, let's read it again. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy activity or conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. So the new heavens and the new earth is a place that I want to be. And we had just read about it earlier in Revelation 21 at the beginning, where it describes a new heaven and a new earth because the old one had been burnt up. The reason being is God wanted to demonstrate to those that have not chosen him that they have brought themselves to the place that they are because of their own choices. They will be destroyed in everlasting fire, fire that has results that are everlasting. It's not a fire that continues throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. That would be contradictory to so many scriptures. But what happens is, it will not be put out until it has done its final work. The enemy will be destroyed. Everyone that follows the enemy will be destroyed. That's why I am choosing to follow Christ. Not because I'm afraid of destruction, necessarily, but because I have worked for the enemy in the past. I have also worked for the Lord right now, currently. And I can tell you my life with the Lord is so much better than my life ever has been serving the enemy. So I'm thankful we can learn that there is hope in our end. And in this 27th fundamental principle, it says that we believe that at the end of the 1,000 years, the Lord descends with his people and the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21, verse 2. The wicked dead are raised and come up on the surface of the yet unrenewed earth and gather about the city, the camp of the saints, according to Revelation 20, verse 9. And fire comes down from God out of heaven and devours them. They are then consumed, root and branch, according to Malachi 4, verse 1, becoming as though they had not been, Obadiah 15 and 16. In this everlasting destruction from the presence of our Lord, 2 Thessalonians 1:9, the wicked meet the everlasting punishment threatened against them, which was found in Matthew 25:46, which is everlasting death, Romans 6:23, Revelation 20, verses 14 and 15. This is the perdition of ungodly men, the fire which consumes them being the fire for which the heavens and the earth, which are now, are kept in store, which shall melt even the elements with its intensity and purge the earth from the deepest strains of the curse of sin, according to 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 7 through 12. And so I commit myself to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to His Father, who both have worked together through the Spirit that they give, that they will be able to save us and be able to live with us throughout the ceaseless ages. That's who I want to serve, not the enemy in this world. So I pray that you will follow me in making this decision, and thank you so much for studying with Revelation with Daniel.